आपकी याद बाबा रह रह के आए,
आपकी याद बाबा रह रह के आए, देखा कौन इतना प्यार आपके सिवाय,
देखा कौन इतना प्यार आपके सिवाय,
हमारी बाबा कर दो वो पूरी आके, मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके, मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके, हसरत है हमारी बाबा कर दो वो पूरी आके, मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके, मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके। हम बर पे आंख उठाए मन तो उड़ता ही जाए, संगम के सुहाने सुख जो हम लूटे तो लुटाए, दिव्य चितवन से नस नस को भर दे आज आके, मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके, मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके। तू जो धरा पे पधारे गुल खिल जाते हैं न्यारे, गुलशन तो महक जाए तू जो इसे सवारे, हर गुल में भरते बाबा तू खुशबू स्वर्ग किसी आके, मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके, मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके, हसरत है हमारी बाबा कर दो वो पूरी आके, मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके, मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके।
प्यारे से Thank you. Om Shanti. Today, Bap Dada
Sami ki mastak mein
today, Bap Dada is seeing three signs, three shining signs of fortune on the foreheads of all. One is the fortune of receiving the father's sustenance. The second is the fortune of the teachings from the teacher. And the third is the fortune of receiving blessings from the Sadguru. Bap Dada is seeing all these three fortunes on the foreheads, a shining on the foreheads of the children. The foreheads of the children are shining with these three fortunes. On no other's forehead are these types of fortunes seen. However, your foreheads are shining with these fortunes. All of you are also watching these three fortunes, aren't you? And Baba is looking around to see to what extent the children are able to see their fortunes on their foreheads. Bap Dada observed. That everyone has received the fortune. However, the sparkle of the fortune in all is not the same. The sparkle of some is very bright. The sparkle of others is little bit less comparatively. Actually, Bap Dada has given the same fortune to all equally. The teachings are the same for all. Or the study is the same for all. Baba has given the same sustenance to all and also given the blessings alike to all, whether it is for those who have come at the beginning or for those who have come later on, but all are receiving the same type of sustenance through the Murli, through the study. The blessings two are the same for all. The Murli for the original jewels is not different from the Murli for others. It is the same Murli for all. However, the fortune shining on each one's forehead is not alike. All receive the sustenance through love alike. The words spoken by each one are also the same, my Baba, whether it is of those who have come earlier or of those who have come later. Each one with his own right says, my Baba. Whomever you may ask, have you received Baba's love? Then all say with intoxication that I have received Bab Dada's love the most. Those who say my Baba from the heart they say with intoxication that my love for Baba is the most, and Baba's love for me is first. Baba's love is first for me. Because it is love which is the form of sustenance of the Father. When you accept that Baba belongs to you, that it means that you belong to Baba and Baba belongs to you. You become Baba's and Baba becomes yours. Today all of you have come. You have come in the plane of love, haven't you? Love has pulled all of you and brought you here. All of you reached here comfortably with love. God's love is received by you only at this time in the confluence age. Deity souls do receive love of deities, but God's love is received only now in this one birth. So, on seeing such worthy souls, even Pap Dada, you know what he says? What does Pap Dada say on seeing such worthy souls? Wah, children, wah. You are the few out of multi-millions who have become worthy. And it is you who will become worthy in every kalpa. Do you have this intoxication at every moment, in every action, don't you? Your heart keeps singing the song, is it not? Wah, my fortune, wah. Your heart keeps singing this song, is it not? Wah, Baba, wah, my fortune, wah. You sing this song, don't you? Baba too is happy to see all to see how all his children have claimed the rights. No one thinks that he is receiving less God's love or he has less love for God. So in the subject of love, all of you have passed.
Bap Dada puchte.
But Bap Dada asks you a question. Whose love for Baba is the most? Supposing Baba asks you this question, whose love for Baba is the most? Each one of you will say, my love for Baba is no less. Therefore, in the subject of love, therefore, even Baba says that in the subject of love, all of you have passed. This is why you all say, my Baba. Each one knows how much love he or she has for Baba. So Bap Dada noticed that all of you are pass in the subject of love. But according to the time, but now according to the time, there is also need of self-transformation. It is also necessary to bring about self-transformation. Baba has told you earlier also, that
swaparivartan me vishesh
at this time
sanskar parivartan
where transformation is concerned, there is need of transformation of sanskars, transformation of nature.
Uski
there is need of this transformation of sanskars and nature. Now the new year has started, means the new season of Baba's meetings have started. So the new year has started, and therefore there is need of fast transformation. You do bring about it. There is attention also. However, there is need of transformation to happen more quickly. The speed should be faster. Bhaktada remembers that before also, that is during the last Murli, you had promised that you would bring about transformation in your sanskars and nature. You had promised that you would do it. But Bhaktada observed that there isn't that much speed brought in the transformation of sanskars as much as it should be. Therefore, there is need of making the speed of transformation faster. What do all of you to think? What do all of you to think? Shouldn't there be faster speed to be brought about in the transformation of sanskars or not? Because time is going very fast, and therefore according to the time is the speed of transformation also fast accordingly, or do you need to make it more fast still? Why is Bhaktada saying this? Because according to the time, time is changing very fast. So as time is changing fast, you also need to bring about transformation very fast. But the fast transformation will happen only when whatever thoughts you create, you should be able to bring that into practical form immediately. Any thought which is not right, should finish any thought which is not right should finish so quickly as when you apply a dot on a paper. How quickly that dot is applied. You write a dot. So how quickly you can write, is it not? Similarly, unnecessary thoughts should be transformed as quickly as that.
Yeah.
So is your speed of transformation that fast? As fast as Bap Dada wants it? Can you do it? Do you have the courage? Those of you who think that from now onwards you can put a full stop so quickly, you keep the courage and the Father gives the help. Those who think in this way, raise your hand. Bap Dada is congratulating the children for making this determined thought.
Bap
Bap Dada has told you earlier as well that determination or determined thought if it is there that I must do it, I will do it. If this determination is there, then in today's gathering, all of you have made this determined thought, haven't you? Should Baba think like that, that all of you have made this determined thought? Did all of you see it? Even Dadi saw it, didn't it? Didn't they? That most of you, nearly all of you, raised your hand. Did you see it? Baba is asking Dadi Janki. So, Dadi says yes, and from tomorrow onwards, your nature, your sanskars, you should celebrate the closing ceremony of your nature and sanskars. Should Baba celebrate? All those who raised their hand, Baba, raise your hand again. Should Baba celebrate this in a closing ceremony of those sanskars and nature? The ceremony of this should be celebrated in a grand way. You have kept your aim, which you have kept, is very good. So too the qualifications of courage for achieving that aim should also be alike. And if the aim and the qualifications are alike, then it is not a big thing to attain that aim, because that's the aim, that I have to become equal to the Father. This is your aim, is it not? So now you have to make your aim and your qualifications alike. You have to follow Brahma Father. Whatever thoughts you create or words you speak and actions you do, before doing that, tally them, compare them with Baba's thoughts, words and actions. You copy them. in the world it is forbidden to copy. In an exam you're not supposed to copy. It's forbidden. But here Bhaktada says that you can copy Brahma Baba. For the incorporeal father, it can be said that Baba doesn't have a body and therefore how can he have body consciousness? But where Brahma Baba is concerned, he was a bodily being. He had a body. Actually, all of you who have surrendered, who are living a surrendered life, you know, Madhuvanivasis, teachers who have surrendered their lives to and are living in Madhuvan or in the centers, all of you are surrendered. I was looking around. So when you surrendered, at that time, what thoughts did you have? What thoughts did you have when you surrendered? The thoughts were, I surrender my body, mind and wealth, everything to you, Baba. Is it not? Isn't that what came in your mind when you surrendered to Baba? Now raise your hand in this. That you had promised to Baba, Baba, my body, mind, wealth, everything is yours. You had surrendered that also to Baba. So, if you have surrendered your body, mind and wealth to Baba, that means they don't belong to you. The body doesn't belong to you. The wealth doesn't belong to you. So, just as Brahma Baba gave his body to the Father to do service through it, didn't he? So, just as Brahma Baba Brahma Baba knew that this body did not belong to him as he had given it to Shiv Baba for service. So too. When you say that you have surrendered your body, mind and wealth, all the three to Baba, that means this body is meant only for Baba's service. It is to be used only for Baba's service, is it not? Just as Brahma Baba surrendered his body for service to Shiv Baba and his body was meant only for service, similarly your body does not belong to you. It belongs to Baba for service. So, if it belongs to Baba, then
yeah,
then should bodily ego or body consciousness come? Should they be there? Should there be body consciousness or bodily ego then? If you keep in your awareness that this body is for world service, it does not belong to me. Baba has given this body to you for doing service. Then, how can bodily ego or body consciousness come? Body conscious, bodily ego is more harmful than just body consciousness. But still both body consciousness and bodily ego, both of them, when you have surrendered your body to Baba, then they all, then these two cannot come. When you fill a form, the teachers make them fill a form, is it not? What do you make them fill in the form? That this life of mine is now meant only for service, Baba's service. All of you, that is, all those who have become Brahmins, all of you have made a promise to Baba. Baba, this body, mind and wealth, all the three belong to you. They do not belong to me. So, these sanskars which arise, or which are created, they are because of body consciousness or bodily ego. This is why whatever promise you made even today, that we will finish all the old sanskars, then they should not come back, because what is causing an obstacle in revealing the Father? What obstacles come in revealing the Father? All of you have this same enthusiasm, don't you, that we want to reveal the Father? Baba keeps listening to what you say. You do say it. We have to reveal the Father. We have to reveal the Father.
Brahma Kumar.
So up to now, Brahma Kumars and Brahma Kumaris have been revealed, no doubt. But God, the Father, has come This revelation of the Father is still incognito. Yes, you are making efforts for that. But this sound should spread practically that our Father has come. Our Father has come. And God speaks should be revealed, not Brahma Kumars or Brahma Kumaris speak, but God speaks that these, that has to be revealed. God is speaking. This revelation has to take place. It will take place. God has come and is speaking. This revelation will take place. But for that to happen, there is need to transform the old sanskars and nature. Your face and activity of each one of you will reveal this, that the Father has come and God is speaking. This will be revealed by each one of you through your face and activity. You want to reveal the Father. You are trying to reveal the Father. But for that, let this sound be echoed in everyone's ears that God has come. God has come. The Father has come. The Father has come. It is to happen, is it not? Those who say it is to happen, raise your hand. And everyone is raising their hand. Yes, it is to happen. You're raising your hand very well. Bap Dada is happy to see that there is that determination and love and earnest thought that Baba will be revealed. Baba is to be revealed. This thought is there in every child. This determination is there in every child. But for that, in order to reveal the Father, you have to change your sanskars and nature. So just as you promised to change your sanskars and nature, the method for that is each one of you, whoever calls himself or herself to be a Brahmin, so each one of you, every Brahmin, you have to, each one of you have to pay attention in your chart to what extent you are having good wishes and pure feelings for everyone. Just as the people of the world were given this task of giving good wishes, you made them pay attention to this, that they had to give good wishes to all and to write down to what extent they were having good wishes for others. So if you give them work, and for you, you can do it easily yourself too, can't you? As you have given this work to others, it means you can do it even better. At any time, if anyone's nature or sanskar opposes you, if anyone's sanskar or nature at any time opposes you, at that time, do you have good wishes and pure feelings for that person? But it's not that you should have good feelings and pure feelings and good wishes only at that time. But then every day at Amrit Vela, you have to create this determined thought that I have to have good wishes and pure feelings for every soul. Have this determined thought at Amrit Vela and take the strength at that time from Baba for the whole day. So whatever thought you have kept, determined thought you have kept of transforming your nature in sanskar, that will be fulfilled if every day at Amrit Vela you create this thought or make a determined thought that you have to give good wishes and have pure feelings for everyone. Then it will be easy for you to change your sanskars and nature easily, because Maya will come, all those the difficult situations will come. Their work is to come to you, but your work is to gain victory over them. Therefore, tomorrow itself creates your group and create your group, and especially those who are instruments, create a group and sit together and make different groups and discuss on how to bring this into practical form of transforming sanskars and nature. It should finish, put a full stop to it. You have raised your hand, haven't you? What about those sitting in the front? Did you raise your hand? So you will have to become the instruments for that. Just as people with so many different sanskars came in front of Brahma Baba at the beginning, Baba saw the game of so many types of sanskars. But with the father's help, he moved forward and made others also move forward. And as a result of that, see, today there is there are so many Brahmins. Even though the situations came to shake, but Brahma Baba remained unshakable. And see the result of that. so many centers opened and so many programs are taking place. How many programs are taking place these days? Many programs, no? All this, whatever is happening or service which is happening, is the result of how Brahma Baba faced everything. First, Brahma Baba was alone. You all have come later on, but Brahma Baba was alone at the beginning and he kept the courage and faced all the challenges. The result of that is all of you, the companions of Brahma Baba in a practical way. All of you have the courage too, don't you? Brahma Baba kept that courage alone, but you are so many, you have so many companions. But he was all alone at the beginning. Therefore, follow the Father. All of you, all of you consider yourselves to be the children as well as the companions of the Father, don't you? You are together, you will go together, and you will come together with Brahma Baba in the kingdom. Now the time is that just as Brahma Baba kept the courage, you are seeing the result of that now, of the courage Brahma Baba kept at the beginning. You are seeing the result of that now. So too, if all of you keep the courage, put your foot of courage forward, and so there are so many of you, then what cannot happen? It has happened in every kalpa and it will happen this time also. Therefore, our Baba has told you what Baba wants you to do. Baba has told you that. So all that what Baba said was what Baba wishes from us. But the only thing is that all of you should do one thing. All of you should do one thing, and that one thing is transform ordinary efforts into intense efforts. Bap Dada has observed Bap Dada has observed that sometimes carelessness comes. Of course, success is your birthright. It is destined. It is destined, that is, according to the knowledge, it is bound to happen, but then carelessness also leads to these same words. When somebody is careless, he will say, well, I'm destined to be victorious, but he says these words with carelessness. When someone, no work has ever stopped, it has to go on. But then one is to say it with efforts that I'm definitely going to be victorious. But the other is to say it with carelessness. Oh, I will be victorious. But this carelessness, nothing is going to stop. It's destined that we are victorious. So even a careless person will say these words. But the one who is not careless, he will say with that faith and act accordingly. So each one of you should check yourself, how you are saying these words. Are they out of carelessness or are they really with that determination? The sign of carelessness is that person who's careless will feel tired very easily. With little things also he will feel tired. His face will not reveal the sparkle of happiness. Whatever service he is doing is leading to it becoming a charitable act which he is accumulating. That is not revealed on his face. Otherwise, there should be happiness on the face. But instead of that, there is some or the other type of tiredness on his face. That is due to his carelessness. When you say that you have to do it, then do it happily. Your face also should do service. Your activity, behavior should do service. So, seeing your hand which you raise, that you will finish your old sanskar and nature, and we are going to celebrate at the closing ceremony of that. On seeing all that, Bap Dada is again congratulating you. Okay, all the first timers who have come today, they stand up. All the first timers stand up. Oh my, so many. Did you see? So many first timers. There are so many. Wave to Baba, all the first timers. Okay, you may sit down. There are so many of them. The hall is full. Over 18,000 to 19,000 are in the hall today. It is the turn of Karnataka for Seva, and 12,000 have come only from Karnataka. But so many new ones, first timers. Okay, Baba is telling them to sit down. To all the first timers, Bap Dada is congratulating you for coming to your home to meet Bap Dada. according to the time. You will have to do intense efforts. And Bap Dada says to all of you that those who make intense efforts, not slow efforts, but those who make intense efforts, they can go last so fast and come first. Shows such a wonder that you go last so fast, so first. You still have a chance. Do not think that we have come so late, we are last, but no, you can go fast. But for that you'll have to make intense effort at every moment. I have to change. Don't say, I'll try, I'll see, I'll think about it. Don't say like that. You know, in Hindi, like think about it, I'll see, I'll try. So don't say gay. But I have to do it, I will do it, I must do it. I'm going to do it. These words should come from your mouth. You have come to your own home. This is the Father's home, and so it's your home. You liked your home, didn't you? All other brothers and sisters of yours are also welcoming you, Baba, addressing the first timers. All your brothers and sisters are also welcoming you. Okay. So Baba is giving Yad Pyar to all the Brahmin children everywhere. Love-filled love and remembrance. Please accept love-filled remembrance. Bap Dada knows that children are sitting far away too. They are watching Bap Dada and also celebrating a meeting. To all those children also everywhere, Bap Dada Bap Dada says that just as most of you, majority of you, raised your hand and promised to finish your old sanskars and nature, similarly, all of you are having this thought together, like raising the hand of your thought together, that we will bring the final moments closer. We will bring the final moments closer. All of you are creating this thought too. And when the time will be completed, at that time Brahma Father and Shiv Father, Brahma Baba and Shiv Baba, we will reveal both of them. We will reveal both of them and show to the world that our Father has come. Let everyone say the same words that the Father has come and the Father be revealed in this way. So in this year, make a determined thought that we have to reveal the Father. We have to reveal the Father. Make a determined thought. You have already done half of the work. That is, Baba said earlier too, that Brahma Kumars and Brahma Kumaris are definitely revealed. The Father has revealed the children in front of the world. Now the children's task is to reveal the Father in front of the world, and let everyone say that God has come. This sound should be echoed everywhere in every part of the world, and each child should say that, each soul should say that the Father has come. The Father has come. So Bap Dada is giving to each one of you the love from the heart. And With all the zeal and enthusiasm the father has in his heart, he is giving lots and lots of love and remembrance to all of you. Okay, what is to be done now?
Baba Seva ka term Karnataka zone ka hai.
But she's, Kabmuni Ben is saying that it is a turn of Karnataka. 9,000 have come from Karnataka. 9,000. So, what is to be done now?
Karnatak wale sabhi uthiye, jo sevadhari aaye hain, party wale nahi, keval sevadhari uthiye.
All the sevadharis of Karnataka. All the sevadharis of Karnataka. They're all standing up. All the teachers. 9,000 have come. This is Karnataka. Papa is asking. It is good to take a chance of doing service. Means you get a chance of coming closer to the Father. See, it is because of the seva, the service you are doing, that so many could come. You teachers get the blessings of all as you become instrumental and keep the courage of doing service and see, because of you so many got a chance to come. Bab Dada noticed that many new ones have come from Karnataka. From all those of Karnataka, all the first timers, raise your hand from Karnataka. Raise your hand high. So first timers are also many. Many have come. Baba is looking around. There are so many standing. Okay, good. There is good expansion in Karnataka. They are clapping. So just as the expansion has taken place in Karnataka, similarly now you have to also use the method of bringing intense, of doing intense effort and bring about a transformation, spread this wave everywhere. Take the number in the front. Take the number in the front of finishing the old sanskars and nature. Those of you who think you can come first in bringing about the transformation, raise your hand. It is good. So come together and make a program for that. Although you have come from different places, but you are all one. Show this wonder that we are all one. Although we have come from different places, show this wonder. You have the courage, don't you? Do you have the courage? Yes, yes. Bap Dada keeps getting the news. Every month you should send the news of your transformation. Send your news to Madhuban of your transformation every month. Will you send? Will you write and send the news of your transformation to Madhuban of your transformation? Okay, past is past. Now show that you can claim the first number. You can come number one. Bap Dada observed that there is good service happening, but now Baba wants to see the gathering. Baba wants to see all of you become one. Be an example. Are you ready for that? Are you ready for that? Raise your hand if you think you are ready for that. Baba is telling the daddies that see, in 1 month the result will come to you. Okay. Lots and lots of special remembrance to all of you. Special love and remembrance to all of you. Okay, you may now sit down.
Baba,
CAD
wale aaye hain, heart wale sabhi aaye hue hain.
So CAD,
dil wale sabhi uthenge. बैठो कर्नाटक वाले और दिल वाले उठे.
सो कैड coronary artery disease regression patients are here. They too, you know, after they had the CAD program, they have now become Pakka students and have come to Baba. Your name is Dilwala, Dilaram Bapke. So the ones who have Baba in their heart, so you have put Baba in your heart and you are also merged in Baba's heart. Whatever you have done is good. You have become an example for making others instrumental. You have become instrumental in claiming such a high fortune. So Bap Dada likes it very much that those of the CAD project are doing very good service of others. All those who have become instrumental in this can share their experience with others and in this way also become instrumental in making others belong to Baba. You have a good chance for doing that. So Bap Dada congratulates all of you. You will continue to move forward and you will make others also move forward. Bap Dada likes this service very much. It's not the disease of the heart, but it is love. Baba's love in your heart for which you have got this chance. So you move forward and help others to move forward. Okay, you may sit down.
Baba, double foreigners aaye.
Double foreigners have also come. Stand up, all double foreigners. All double foreigners stand up, please.
Sabhi uthenge.
All double foreigners stand up. About 300 double foreigners are here. About 300. Yes, you can wave to Baba. Bap Dada likes it very much that in every group, double foreigners also come. Baba likes it very much that double foreigners come in every group. So, Bap Dada noticed that just as you are called double foreigners, similarly you have double love for Baba. The moment you say Baba, you start dancing in joy and happiness. When you say Baba, you do so much service, to you do double service. You do service of that government and also do service of the Almighty government. You have lots of love for Baba as well, and the transformation is coming in you very well. You are bringing about good transformation in yourselves. You now belong to God's culture. No more you are a foreign culture, but you are of God's culture. It has become easy for you, is it not? First, before you used to think, how will we transform the culture? But Baba has seen now that all of you think that this was our culture at the beginning, and now it has become that same original culture once again. It's easy, it's not difficult anymore. Because in every kalpa, you have belonged to the Father, so you are claiming your right, which you had claimed in the last kalpa. You are claiming your right once again, the same what you had claimed in the last kalpa. It is very good. You are moving forward very well in your efforts too. Bap Dada likes that and is very happy to see it. All of you also stay in double happiness, don't you? Double happiness? Do you have double happiness? Raise your hand if you have double happiness. Yes, double happy. You like it, don't you? You have received the unlimited Father. You have also achieved this unlimited family. So you have double happiness, double achievement. Baba too is very happy to see how all of you have come here from different places to your Father's home. You reach your Father's home having come from different parts of the world. The result is good. And in the future too, the result will be very good. Yes, you can be carefree in this. So, congratulations for coming. Congratulations. Jayanti Venice came only for one day. She was touring some parts of India, and now she'll tour again and then.
अनेक वरदानों से अपने आप को भरपूर करेंगे. पाप दादा भी आप सबको देख रहे हैं और कोई भी